And it's good to see you all. It's good to be in the house of God, worshipping God, lifting up his holy name. Amen. If you've got your Bible with you, please turn with me to Book of Philippians, chapter 4. It's one of my favorite books. Philippians, chapter 4. And I'll be reading from verse 8. Philippians 4:8. Philippi charko at. Philippians 4:8. So do I. So lovely. Yeah, come on. Philippians 4:8. And it reads, Paul writes, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Let me read that again. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And the title that I've given my sermon today is The Power of Positive Thinking. The Power of Positive Thinking. Believe it or not, most of us, in everything that we do, it comes down to how we think. How we think reflects how we live. How we think reflects how we live. And this is a letter of Paul writing to the church in Philippi. And I believe the reason Paul wrote this letter to the church in Philippi is that he knew the power of positive thinking. He knew that in the times when your world is falling apart, nothing will help you except positive thinking. Except what the Word of God says about us, each one of us. And in our lives, moving forward, the key is positive thinking. For us to move forward in everything that we do is positive thinking. Doesn't matter the setting, our church, workplace, wherever, school, wherever, to move forward, the key is positive thinking. In my life, whatever I've done, my school, whatever, the thing that's always held me back was my thinking. Thinking that I wasn't capable enough, thinking that I wasn't worthy enough. Negative thinking constantly dragging me down. And if that was the case, Paul the Apostle, he had a bad past. And he came to know Christ in a very radical way. And if it was the case of pulling him down every time for all the wrong things he had done, he had quite a lot of bad past he would have dwelled on, so that would have dragged him down quite a lot. But he stands on the truth and he refuses to hold on to past. That's what we've got lots of scriptures saying. I do not hold on to my past, but I press on towards the goal. Philippians again. And I believe each one of us, the key for us to move forward as a church is to start focusing on the positive things. Not dwelling on the negative things, but dwelling on the positive things. Even in our walk with Christ, when we start thinking negative about ourselves, thinking that we're not worthy enough, thinking that we're not perfect enough, thinking that we can't do this, we can't get there. No! It's all a lie. Here's an example. You're about to start something in your life, and you really, really want to do it, but in your heart, you know that you can't do it. Guess what? You'll never be able to do it. But if you change your mindset where you want something so bad and you think to yourself, do you know what, I'm going to go for it. Regardless of the fact I'll be able to do it or not, but I'm still going to go for it. Guess what? You'll get there. You'll get there. And the beautiful picture and the beautiful story in the Bible is found in the story of Joshua and Moses. Is on the mountain praying, and Joshua, they're having a battle downstairs. they're having a battle and they're fighting against Amalekites. And this is a beautiful picture. We see Moses praying to God, lifting up his hands. And every time his hands are lifted up, they're winning the battle. The victory is theirs. But as soon as the hand goes down, what happens? They lose the battle again. So here it comes. Moses is lifting up his hands. And we see Aaron and her helping Moses to lift up his hand, which I think is a very beautiful picture. And even in our lives, we should be elevating one another, helping one another, speaking life into one another. And that is a challenge for each one of us, including myself. Why am I speaking into my friend's life? Why am I speaking into my family's life? Why am I speaking in my brother's life? Why am I speaking into my sister's life? Am I speaking words of encouragement to build them up? Or am I speaking words of discouragement to crush them? And that is a big challenge for each one of us. The words are very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. It's got the power of life and death. If someone's having a bad day, and I go up to them and I speak negative stuff about them, guess what? It's going to have even bad day. But if someone's having a really, really bad day, I go up next to him and I say to him, come on, mate. You can do it. You can do it. The Word of God says this. The Word of God says that. Man, you're looking well today. Stuff like that just lifts you off, doesn't it? Positive words are powerful. And most of everything else, positive thinking is powerful. It's a choice. I choose to live positively. There are days where I'm very, very negative, but I need to shake myself up and go, do you know what? I'm not gonna dwell on that negative stuff, but I'm gonna stand on the positive stuff and focus on the positive stuff that God's done in my life. Most of the time we spend too much time dwelling on the things that hasn't happened in our lives rather than not dwelling in the things that God's already done in our life already. And we need to get to that place. I need to get to that place where I'm thankful for everything that God's done in my life. And what I'm thankful for everything. And what I'm thankful for where I'm standing right now. It is a miracle. And each one of us, we're all miracles. It's all because of what Christ has done for each one of us. Whatever is true. What are we dwelling on today? Are we dwelling on the lies or are we dwelling on the truth? The Bible says whatever is true. Yes. Whatever is right. Amen. The Word of God says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. There is no condemnation. And that is right. That is truth. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. But it is our choice again. Are we willing to hold on to that scripture? Or are we willing to dwell on the negative stuff again? The Word of God doesn't say you are condemned in Christ. Nowhere in the Bible says you are condemned. It says you are. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. But it all comes down to our choice. What are the things that we're dwelling on today? Where do we stand? What kind of choices are we making? It's so important in everything that we do. My wrong choices made me do some horrible stuff because I was dwelling on the negativity for years. For years. Looking at myself and thinking, I won't be able to do this. Looking at myself thinking, I am not capable of doing it. But the Word of God says, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Amen. And that is a challenge for each one of us. What is our thinking today? What sort of things are we thinking? What sort of things are we dwelling on today? And can I just say that let me just bring this illustration. Whenever you just buy a house, you get three people coming to the house. The first one is a landlord who owns the house. The second one is, let's say, the renter who rents house.
And the third one, last one, is a thief who comes to steal stuff in house. And like, the thief, whenever he breaks into your house, he doesn't care about your house. What does he do? He's more interested in the stuff that they've got in house. So he just steals everything from house, doesn't it? Doesn't care about anything else. He sees stuff, he wants to take it. He doesn't care. He just likes to take for his own selfish gain. He just takes. Yeah. And that is a challenge for each one of us as well. Are we just takers? Yeah. Or are we givers as well? Yeah. Spiritually speaking, not financially, physically or anything, but spiritually speaking, are we just taking or are we actually giving as well? Are we pouring into others' life as well? Number two, renters. What do? They rent house. And what happens? If something goes wrong in house, they never think about fixing it themselves. This isn't the case for everyone, but I'm just trying to make my point. They rent house and something goes wrong in house. What's the first thing they do? They phone the landlord. And if something messes up in house, they don't care. They'll be like, it's not our house. Landlord's going to fix it. It's not our house. Just leave it. It's not our house. Leave it. And same thing applies for us as well. Are we renters when we come to church? We see something messed up. Do we just leave it thinking, we'll just leave the church leaders to deal with that. We'll just leave the pastor to deal with that. We'll just leave people to deal with that. We'll just leave it. It's not our property anyways. We'll just leave it. And the third one, landlord. Landlord, do you know what they do? It's their property. They look after the house. They clean the house. They look after the garden. They want to make their house look neat and tidy. They want everything about their property neat and tidy, don't they? The landlords. And that goes for each one of us. Let us be landlords in our mindset. Wherever we go, be a landlord. Take everything as your own possession, as your own property, as your own responsibility. You stand somewhere, you go to your church, you see something that isn't right, fix it. Yeah. Chair isn't right, fix it. You go somewhere, you work in a workplace, you work and you see something wrong, do it. Fix it. Let us be fixers. If we see something that isn't right, let us try fix it. Yeah. Landlord, the mind of a landlord, taking everything as his own and making sure that everything is looked after and making sure everything is good. The mindset of a landlord. And it all comes down to our thinking as well. The way we think is the way we live. And can I just say, most of us, including myself, when we share the gospel to people, we talk about the joy of the Lord, don't we? And Andrew's been preaching for this quite a while now. And he's highlighting very important points there and very important principles. And what really spoke to me was, as I was thinking about the joy of the Lord, we speak of the joy of the Lord as inward thing, don't we? The joy of the Lord is an inward sort of thing. It's in your heart, you're always joyful, joy of the Lord. But can I just say, when you've got joy of the Lord living in you, you've got joy of the Lord coming out of you as well. So, the joy of the Lord, the joy isn't just an inward thing, but it's outward thing as well. And the thing with myself, and I'm sick and tired of living inwardly. I want to live outwardly as well. I'm sick and tired of living inwardly. I want to live outwardly. When people look at me, I want them to see something within me that is different. Yes. I don't want to. We talk about Jesus. Why don't we try to talk like Jesus?
Amen. Amen.
I want to I want to talk like Jesus. Not just talk about Jesus, but talk like Jesus. Be wise in everything that I say. Never mind. I just want to speak like Jesus. So when people look at me, they'll be like, there's something different about this boy. Something different about this guy. I want to know what's different about him. Living outwardly. Positive thinking helps you to live outwardly with where you've got that positive living as well. Positive thinking leads to positive living. Positive thinking leads to positive living. Another thing, we talk quite a lot about, I want to serve the Lord. What has God called me to do? I do that quite often myself. What is God calling me to do? What is the call of God in my life? What is the call of God in your life? And most of the time we just dwell on that fact that God is calling me to do something, so much so that we forget to serve where we're standing. We focus so much so on the future that we forget what's happening now. Man. And I don't want to miss what God's doing now. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to focus on the future so much so that I miss out everything what God's doing now. Let's just look around and see what God is doing in each one of our lives. Let's just serve wherever we're standing right now. And as we begin to serve now, God will reveal to us future one by one. One glimpse at a time. Man, that is a challenge. We talk about call of God and all that, the future, and we forget about present now. God is interested in now and the future both. So my encouragement for myself and each one of us, let us do our best wherever we stand in. And not just focus so much so in the future and forget what God is now. God is doing now. God is a big God. And God is interested in each one of us, every single detail. Nothing can be hidden. My goodness, I don't deserve to be standing in here today. Because sometimes if you go in my mind, I'm a horrible person. I am. But it's the grace of God that allows me to stand in here today. And even to share in front of you guys, it's the grace of God. And therefore the poor rights. Therefore, Paul writes to the people in Philippi, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, I'm sick and tired of listening to the lies. I am. And this summer, I've made a goal. I'm not going to dwell on the lies. I'm going to stand on what is truth. And the Word of God says, all things are possible. The Word of God says, when the Son says, free is free indeed. The Word of God says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Word of God says, there is now no more condemnation for those who are in Christ. No more condemnation. Man, just dragging ourselves down all time. There's no more condemnation. End of chapter, close the book. No more condemnation for those who are in Christ. We dwell and we live in the conviction of Jesus Christ, not on the condemnation. Conviction is completely different to condemnation. Condemnation makes you run away from God. Conviction makes you run towards God. I want to be a man of conviction. Where I fall short, when I'm falling down, I just run to God straight away. Not just beat myself up, but pick myself up. Run to God. Now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Absolutely. The peace of God dwells within us when we start thinking positively in our minds. My negative thinking, the peace of God, it's going to be hard to tell you that. when you're thinking negative and asking God for peace in your life, my goodness, it's a long thing to do. It's hard. It's a challenge for each one of us, including myself. Man, I can be very negative sometimes, but that's a challenge I've set aside for myself. Starting today, starting this summer, that's been my principle. I'm going to focus on the things that are positive. And not dwell on the things that are negative.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.